He's deficient in vitamin D. Mark Maron.
I'm so full of vitamins right now from being sick, man, eating all that orange juice. Gene Pompa's still in the house. How are you, buddy?
Good.
You're going to hang out. We're going to do a bit.
All right. Beautiful.
All right. Now to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome, Sammy.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. Dee-doo-lee-dum-dee-doo. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. Hey, Mark.
What?
F*** you. I'm Sacred Life. I did your wife. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. Dee-doo-lee-dum-dee-doo.
God, I hate that song.
Me too.
Then why do you sing it?
Well, Mark, because, you know, I've come on your show so many times now, and each time I seem to cause you pain.
Mm.
I wanted to show you there's more to me than just being mean-spirited and bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I sang it because I thought you'd like it. I guess I sang it because I think of you as, well, my friend.
Well, gosh, Sammy, I'm kind of touched by that. Thank you. Now I suppose you're going to disarm this tender moment by saying something horribly inappropriate.
No chance there, Christ killer. Can we move on now?
Okay. Well, what's your reaction? Hey! You just call me Christ Killer.
No, Phyllis Diller. Phyllis Diller, that's what I said. I love Phyllis Diller.
Oh.
You puling butt weasel. Come on, bring it on.
Okay. What's your reaction to Harvard University starting its own program to clone human embryos and extract stem cells?
Well, seeing as how I'm Sacred Life, I think that's all crap. Crap. Just what we need, more Harvard interns for Al Franken.
Why can't you ever see the bigger picture here, Sammy? Don't you care that cloning human embryos can help humanity focus on curing specific diseases?
Yeah, exactly the kind of bung sludge I'd expect from a tedious bluster monkey like yourself. Evidently, this country is required to marinate in your exquisite personal agony. Look at you, reveling in your status as a celebrity and stalked by grief paparazzis. I have never seen someone enjoying their husband's death so much.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't even have a husband, Sammy. What the hell is this? You're just repeating word for word what that bitch Ann Coulter said.
That's right. I don't want to grow up to be Hitler anymore. I want to be Ann Coulter. She can say anything she wants and get paid for it. Look at you. You said much worse than her and even put out a book. Now you're using unsold copies to pave your driveway. And why? Because nobody cares what a lunatic says when they're a balding Jew with chin implants.
What?
Yeah. Let a skinny blonde chick do it, and she's on the friggin' bestseller list. It's sexist, I tell you.
Look, this is the lowest level you've ever sunk to.
Come on, Mark. You do her if you have the chance.
I love my wife.
That makes two of us, if you know what I mean.
You're disgusting.
And you're welcome.
You're not Sacred Life. You're just a hideous reminder of the brutality of nature.
Whatever gets you off, Shylock. By the way, here's your vibrator back.
That's not my vibrator. Hey, ow!
It is now.
Hey, get out of here. You make me sick.
Yeah. Oh, blow it out your ass, you punchy rage monkey. Ann Coulter says I'm Sacred Life.
Yeah, well, you.
You love me!
I hate you! Leave!
You! Fool! I'm your future!
Off!
Sour-faced goose butt!
Yeah, you stink. Get out of here.
No, I'm gonna get out of here when I choose to get out
of
here.
I'm tired of you.
Get your hand off me!
Okay, you get out of here. I'm gonna throw you out.
Well, who's your manager? Who's booking that place?
You send Jim back in here after you get my footprint off your dumb, slimy butt. That's excellent, man. Excellent. Did you like that, Gene?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of theater we do here on the show.
But is it stem cell or stem cell?
It's stem cell.
Oh, okay.
Did I say stem cell? Did
no,
he say
I said it. I have a hard time saying it. Stem cell.
Yeah, no wonder.
Can I say it every time? No wonder the bit doesn't work? Yeah, don't blame it on me.
No, I'm saying no wonder Laura David doesn't want to talk to you. You can't even say your lines right.
My friend, it's not a matter of whether she wants to talk to us or not. It's a matter of whether or not she can be a friend of the show. This is
what
our
does this
home.
Got to do with Gene Pompa?